Yesterday we left off the Gemara discussing what the source for the fact that the Minchat Chavitim is Doche Shabbat and Doche Tuma'ah. So the first suggestion was from Debei Rabbi Yishmael, which says Te'aseh Ve'afilu Shabbat, Te'aseh Ve'afilu B'Tuma'ah. We have a Abaye's suggestion, which is, it says Solat Minchat Tamid, that is compared to the Minchat Tmidim. And just like the Minchat Tmidim are Doche Shabbat and Tumah, so too over here, the Minchat Chavitin, which has the word Tamid incorporated, it would also be Doche Tumah and Shabbat. The last suggestion was Rava's suggestion, which says Amachavat. It says Amachavat. Machavat is a Klisha rate. And since you have to make it inside the Klisha rate, you can't leave it overnight, because then you have a problem of Lino. So since you can't leave it overnight, it must be that you could bake it on Shabbat, and therefore we know that it's Dochet HaShabbat. It's interesting, in general, is like, for instance, with the Minchat Tmidim, Abaye's suggestion says that we learn from Minchat Tmidim to Minchat Chavitim. When we say by Shabbat, it says, and Pesach, we all learn out from the word Mo'ado by Tamid. That means that over here you're starting to have what we call the Lamed Min HaLamed. Over here, you're learning from the Minchat Tamid, which is compared to the Tamid, which has the word Mo'ado in it. That's a Lamed Lamed, and in Kodshim, we don't allow it. So Tosfos suggests over here that these are all, it's a Giloy Milto. It's not that this is the Limud is a Gzeir Shav of sorts. It means that the word now Tamid also means that it's Doche Shabbat and Doche Tuma'ah, because that's the definition of the word. Once we know that from the word Mo'ado, that that's true by the Tamid, then that becomes the definition of this as well. So now the Gemara said, Tanya Kavate de Rovo. This is the third line on Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph. Tanya, we have a Braita that supports the position of Rovo. Jukvid also supports the position of Abaye. We'll say later on that the Rovo doesn't necessarily disagree with the Limud of Abaye. He might use it for something else. But here we say, Tanya Kavate de Rovo, the Alma Chavat, Shemelameid Shetu Una Kli. From there we see that it requires a Kli, Kli meaning Kli Sharet. And if it requires Kli Sharet, there's no way you can do it the day before. There's no way you can do it on Erev Shabbat, because then you'd have a problem of Lino, of leaving it overnight. So since it requires a Kli Sharet, it must be done on the day that it is brought as a Korban. It's done on the day that it's brought as a Korban. Obviously, it's going to be Dochet HaShabbat. Now, the Gemara is going to go ahead, or the Braita is going to go ahead and darshan the words or parts of the Psukim by the Minchat Chavitin. There it says Amachavat Bashemen. So the Bashemen, Lahusif Lashemen, to add additional oil to it. We don't know the quantity of oil that comes along with the Minchat Chavitin. We do know that it's an Isaron, it's an Asirita Eifa Solet, but that in terms of the amount of oil that goes along with it, we do not know. Over here, the word Amachavat Bashemen, Bashemen comes to Hosif Lashem, that it has more than normal. Venu Deakamo, I don't know how much that means. Already done. Let's learn now from somewhere else. Nemar kan shemen v'nemar lahalan b'minchat nisachim shemen. It says over here shemen, and it says further on in Parshat Shlach by the minchat nisachim shemen. Ma lahalan shloshet lugim liyisaron. Just like by the keves, the ratio of shemen to solet is 3 to 1. There's 3 log shemen for every isaron solet. So to over here, Afkan Shlosha Lugim Li Yisaron. Also here, the ratio will be 3 to 1. Where it says, Uklach L'derech Zu. Who says you can learn, have to go that way? Nemar Kan Shemen. V'nemar Minchat Nedava Shemen. It says here Shemen. It also says Shemen by a Minchat Nedava. Mala Halan. There the ratio is 1 to 1. Logechad. There's a Logechad for every Yisaron. Afkan Logechad. So over here, it'll be a 1 to 1 ratio. How do you know which it is? Is it 1 to 1 or is it 3 to 1? How do you know which way to learn it? So the first attempt was to say the word Bashemen, which is extraneous over here. That should teach us that there's a Riboy Shemen. So that Riboy Shemen, where do we go look? We go look by the Minchat Nisachim, which have a Riboy of Shemen, they have 3 to 1. And we don't go look at the Minchat Nedava, which have ratio of 1 to 1. Then the Gemara backs, or the Braita seems to back away from that Limud and say, no, how do you so sure that the Bashemen here means Riboy Shemen? And it does mean just to compare it to a Minchat Nedava. So you have a first statement of the Braita, then you have a second part of the Braita, which seems to say that they have a Safek. This will become important later on, these stages in the Gemara. So now the Gemara says, Nira Lemi Domeh. So is it, who is it, which is more like? Is it more like a Minchat Nedava? Is it more like a Minchat Nisachim? So the Gemara says, now here we have Tav Shat, But the bet probably should be dropped out because they don't use the bet. It should be tashat, mi tashat. What's tashat, mi tashat? Tadir. That's the first, the tough is tadir. When I'm comparing it to a minchat nisachim, the minchat chavidim are tadir. They're brought every day. One is brought by the Kohen Gadol, and one is brought along with the Karbon Tamid every day. So they're both every day. Number two is Doche Shabbat. So that's the shin part of it. It's Doche Shabbat because we just learned before that the din of a minchat chavidim is afilu b'shabbat, afilu b'tumah. The same is true of the minchat tamid that comes with the korban tamid. That is not true of a minchat nidava. And the last one is het, which is tum'ah. So that it's tochet tum'ah. So you have these three things in common between the minchat chavitim and the minchat nesachim. Tadir, tochet shabbat, tochet tum'ah. Ve'ein danin tashat, mishenot tashat. And you don't dan the minchat chavitim from the minchat nidava. Oh, let's do the other way around. Dunin, again here they drop the second yud, which is Dunin Yigal Mi Yigal. What's that? Yachid. Minchat Chavidim and Minchat Deva are korbanot of the Yachid. Biglala Tzma, that's the gimel part. They're both brought independently, meaning that Minchat Nedava and a Minchat Chavidim are standalone. Minachot, as opposed to the Minchat Nesachim, which is attached to a Zevach. And the last thing is the Lamed, which is Bibona. Both the Minchat Chavitim and the Minchat Nidava have Livona, which is not true of the Minchat Nesachim, which doesn't have a Livona associated with it. V'eini danim yigal, mishenu yigal. So it's 3-3. So you have it equal in either way. So there you can't prove anything. You have no proof is which is more domet. So now we're stuck. What's the response to that? So now we have two responses to that. One is Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer, solet mincha tamid. So this is similar to what Abaye's limud was before, that you compare it to the minchat tamid. Ma minchat tamidim gimel lugim liseron, just like the tamid, which is a keves, comes 3-1 ratio, 3 lugim to every seron. Avzu gimel lugim liseron. That's one possibility. Rabbi Shimon Omer, riba kan shemen, riba minachat kvasim shemen. Here it asks for extra shemen, and we go look around and we find one place where there is extra shemen. That's by the minchat kvasim.
There's
also extra shemen by the nesachim that come with the parim and elim. There it's only 2-1. The kvasim are 3-1 because there it's revia tahin for every isaron. Revia tahin is 3 log. There are 12 log in every hin. By the elim, it's a Shlishitahin for 2 Yisaron. Shlishitahin would be 4 log for 2 Yisaron. And by the par, it's Chatziahin, which is 6 log for 3 Yisaron. So the par and the ayol are similar, that they are 2-1 ratio. The kevis is a 3-1 ratio. So all the Torah asks for of here is a shemen to be a riboy. If the shemen's a riboy, how do you know which one to go to? How do you know to go to the nesach of the kevis, which is 3-1, versus going to the nesach of the parim elim, which are 2-1? They're both more shemen than a minchat nedava, which is a 1-1 ratio. So how do I know which one to go to? The Gemara says, midomen. Dani mincha ba yisaron, min mincha ba yisaron. We're going to go to a mincha that's brought with a nesach that goes with an yisaron, to a minchat chavidim, which also has an yisaron. So it's dani mincha ba yisaron, min mincha ba begim yisronim. Versus the par and the ayo, which come, or the ayo comes 2, the par comes as 3, yisaron. Therefore, we're going to be done one from the other. Now the Gemara goes back to dissect this breita.
We have two opinions
in the end. The problem is that we have 4 stages in the breita. The breita first attempts to learn it from Bashem and is a riboy. Then the breita goes to a safek. Maybe we should compare it to minchat nedava versus minchat chavitin. Then we have the position of Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan, that it comes from somlet tamid. And then you have from the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, which says Bashem and is a riboy. So Gemara says here, agufa kasha, that the breita itself is an internal steer. Amarta Bashem and Hosif Lashemen. You start out the breita to say Bashem, which is a riboy shemen. Vahadratani. And then you try to learn it out from minchat nesachim and the minchat nedava. Nemar kan shemen, v'nemar minchat nedava shemen. Which is it? Is it from the riboy, the word bashemen? Or is it because you're comparing it to the other minachot? So why does the breita change its tune in the beginning, the first stage to the second stage? So Mar Abaye, matanash bashemen hosif. Who is the Tana that says bashemen is losif? That's Rabbi Shimon he. So the first statement in the breita, bashemen means losif, that's said by Rabbi Shimon. Ovedina manka mahader. Who's the one searching for a limud? That is Rabbi Yishmael. The Braita actually has four stages to it, but they are actually parallel to later stages. You have Rabbi Shimon, who first says B'Shemin is a reboy. Then Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, how do you know that B'Shemin is a reboy? Maybe B'Shemin is necessary over here, and therefore I'm using the B'Shemin to, I have to learn out from other Menachot. I'm unsuccessful at doing that. I'm unsuccessful learning it out from Minchat Nisachim versus Minchat Nidava. Therefore, I come and say, Solet Minchat Tamid. Then I come back to Rabbi Shimon, who says, oh, if Shemin is really a reboy, I still have a Safek. So that means that the Braita starts out with the position of Rabbi Shimon, which says, B'Shemin is a reboy. Then it goes off on a tangent to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says to Rabbi Shimon, you can't do that. How do you know B'Shemin is a reboy? Rabbi Shimon, I'll tell you why. Because the Pasuk says, Al-Machavat. Al-Machavat teaches me that it has to have Shemin, just like any mincha that comes in a Machavat. So therefore, the word B'Shemin is a reboy. Along comes Rabbi Shimon and says, no. Al-Machavat just tells you what kli you have to use. It doesn't tell you what the contents of the mincha are. Maybe it's like a minchat chotel. There's no shemen in it. So B'Shemin comes to teach you. There is shemen in this mincha. If that's the case, you can't learn it out of the reboy from B'Shemin. So how does Rabbi Shmuel want to learn it? He says, well, let's compare it to a minchat nisachim. Yigmar says, well, let's compare it. The Braita says, no, compare it to a minchat nedava. He fails at that. So then he says, I'll tell you what the limud is. It's from Solet Mincha Tamid. That's the limud. Then the Braita comes back to Rabbi Shimon and says, well, even if you have B'Shemin as a reboy, how do you know that the reboy is 3-1 and not 2-1? And then he has the limud to tell us that Yisaron from Yisaron. So that'll be the breakdown of the Braita according to Abaye. Then we have Rabbi Huna, Braita, Rabbi Shua says, no, Kula Rabbi Shmuel Benotu, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Brokahi. The entire first half of the Braita is Rabbi Yishmael. It's not Rabbi Shimon at all. Rabbi Shimon was only introduced in that last section, the fourth section of the Braita. The first three sections are all Rabbi Shimon. Because the way we're learning it before, the way Abai's learning it, you have Rabbi Shimon, but the Braita forgot to tell you that was Rabbi Shimon. Then it switches to Rabbi Shimon, and tells you, oh, this is Rabbi Shimon, and then comes back to Rabbi Shimon. So over here, everything is Rabbi Shimon until we say that it's Rabbi Shimon. So how am I going to explain that? Vachi Gamar. B'Shemin, lo sif la shemin. B'Shemin comes to add on shemin. The ilik gvoa shemin. It's a good time to teaching you that the mincha requires shemin. Lo tzarich. I don't need that. Kem nechbiba machavat. Since it is a machavat, kem minchat machavat. It should be like a minchat machavat, which kli shemin. Then the safe comes in. O ena ela gvoa la shemin. Oh, maybe the shemin here is only come to teach you shemin. Dilo kotob rachmana b'Shemin. Had I not seen a shemin, ava minet avik minchat choteh. Should be like a minchat choteh, which is totally dry. And the b'shemin comes to teach you, adamar, tehavi nami l'kva l'shemin. So then Rabbi Shmuel says, okay, I agree with you, maybe the word b'shemin can't come to teach you riboy shemin, maybe it's come to teach you that they need shemin whatsoever. Nevertheless, teite midino. Let me learn it out from a comparison to other minchat. B'dan dino. So he tries to learn it out from minchat nisachim, but it fails because it's just as good to learn it out from minchat nidava. Then, v'lo agile, he's unsuccessful at that. B'tzricha akra, sold minchat tamid. Therefore he needs the limud from the pasuk. So he has three stages where Rabbi Shmuel is trying to learn it out. First he says, shemin means riboy, but then he says, maybe not. Shemin could be there for like Gvoa La Shemin. Who says it has to be for Yiboy? Then he tries to learn it out from Minachad Nesachim. He says, maybe not. Maybe from Minachad Nedava. The third stage is that he uses a pasuk. Kendimisayim Rabbi Shimon Miltei. And that's the conclusion of Rabbi Shimon's statement. Then Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, no. Shemin means Riboy. And which Riboy? That's a Midome. It's Dome to a Minchad Nesachim of a Keves. Not a minchat nisachim of a paran ayil. Rabbi Amar, this is the third Amora, says Kula Rabbi Shimon. Everything in the bright is Rabbi Shimon, except for when Rabbi Shmuel speaks up, which is Ve'ilu lo ne'amar kamar. It's if you didn't have the other option. Vachin kamar b'shemin lo sif la shemin. Number one, b'shemin clearly is the riboy shemin. Diklo gvo la shemin lo tzarich. If you're going to come to establish that this mincha has shemin in it, you don't need it. Kevin tichtiv ba al machavat k'machavat damya. It's like a machavat minchat gvo shemin. And that's the only alternative. V'ajlo yomar b'shemin. Even if it didn't say b'shemin the riboy, yesh lo abedin. I could have learned it out from a comparison to minchat nesachim. V'dandina v'lo achile. And then he's unsuccessful at that. He tried to say ilu no nemar b'shemin. I could have learned it out anyway without the word b'shemin. And then he fails at doing that because you can't compare it to a minchat nesachim more than you can to a minchat nedava. Correct, but the ratio of shemen, one has 3 to 1, one has 1 to 1, then I won't know how much shemen you have over here. The itzricha b'shemen, so therefore he needs b'shemen to teach you the ribuy. Hadar amar, then later on, Rabbi Shimon's opinion, they check, well, how do you know the ribuy shemen is not parim and elim versus the kvasim? So hadar amar, danin mincha abba yisaron, min mincha abba yisaron. So that would be the 3 stages of the braita according to Rabbi Shimon. The only thing that won't be Rabbi Shimon, of course, is the statement of Rabbi Shmuel, who doesn't think that the word b'shemen is extraneous, because he thinks you need the word b'shemen to teach you that it comes as shemen, and therefore he learns it out of solet mincha tamid according to Rabbah. So you had now a braita again that has 4 sections to it. It had b'shemen lahosif. It has a din trying to learn from minchat nesachim versus minchat nedavah that fails. Rabbi Shmuel brings a pasuk, and Rabbi Shimon brings a limud to say that it goes with kvasim and not parim ve'elim. We had a baye who says that it's Rabbi Shimon, then Rabbi Shmuel, then Rabbi Shimon. I mean, there, if the 2 out of the 4 stages belong to Rabbi Shimon, and 2 belong to Rabbi Shmuel. The hosif is Rabbi Shimon. The dan was Rabbi Shmuel's attempt, fails, he brings a pasuk. And then we come back to Rabbi Shimon to question the hosif, which one is it? That's Abaye.
He says
right, it's kvasim because of Yisaron, Yisaron. Then you had Ravuna Breda Rishu's opinion that it's all Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel's attempting different ways. First of all, maybe by Shemen Losif. No, we need Shemen Likvoa. Shemen Likvoa, okay, let's try Minchat Nesachim versus Minchat Nedavad. Doesn't work. Then we go to the Pasuk by Rabbi Shmuel. Then we come to the position of Rabbi Shimon, who says Shemen's definitely Losif. Just the question of which Nesachim to go to. Then we have the opinion of Rabbo that it's all Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, listen, B'Shemen's Lahosif. Maybe even if you didn't have B'Shemen, I could have learned it out from Nisachim. The Gemara says, no, that doesn't work. Then he says, okay, even if I learn out for Riboy, how do I know which one of the Nisachim? Like Kevis, because of Yisaron, not like Parim Ve'elim. And Rabbi Shmuel stands alone and says, B'Shemen is definitely not Lahosif, because it's the Gvoa La Shemen, and he has the Pasuk to teach him it. So those are the 3 different Amorim teaching us how to read the Breita, according to whose opinion the Breita follows. According to everyone, the conclusion is that it's 3 lug Shemen. It's a question of where you learn it from. According to Rabbi Shimon, you learn it out from the word B'Shemen, which is Riboy Shemen. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you learn it out from the Pasuk of Minchat Tamid, and therefore it's compared to the Minchat Nesachim of the Tamid, which is 3 lug, because it's a Minchat Keves, which happens to be the same Minchat Keves in the end that Rabbi Shimon learns it out from, but he learns it out directly from the Minchat Nesachim. Okay, now the new Mishnah. Lo minu kohen aher tachtav. We said before in the previous Mishnah that if the kohen dies, we put up another kohen gadol, and he starts out the new Minchat Chavitim, even though he doesn't have a whole one to bring, brings a whole one, splits it in half, brings the second half, and then 2 of them go this reifa. What happens if it takes them time? It takes them time to appoint a new Kohen Gadol. Now we have a couple of days where there's no Kohen Gadol. What happens to the Minchat Chavidin in the interim? So that's a machlokas here in the Mishnah. Mishel mi haita kreva. Who's responsible to bring it? When the Kohen Gadol is there, it comes out of his own monies, it comes out of his bayit. It's not paid for by the tzibur, it's paid for by the Kohen Gadol. Akshav, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mishel tzibur. There's no Kohen Gadol, the tzibur fills in and pays up for it. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishel yoshim. Comes from the inheritors, the children of the Kohen Gadol. The Shlema haita kreva. And Shlema haita kreva seems to be, according to both opinions, that it's not brought machatzita, but rather it brought as a holy yisaron. That means an yisaron in the morning and an yisaron in the afternoon. You don't do the machatzita anymore. Tarabanan, Kohen Gadol Shemet, Velo Mino Karein Acher Taftav, Minayin Shetei Minchato Kreva Mishal Yoshim. How do I know that the Yoshim should bring it? As Talmud Omar, it says in the Pasuk, Ve'a Kohen HaMashiach Taftav Mibanav Yaseh Ota, HaKolam LaShem Kalil Taftar. So here, they're going to read the Pasuk like this. HaKohen HaMashiach, when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, Taftav, when he's replaced, Mibanav Yaseh Ota, then his children will do it. So they'll parse the pasuk that way, so that you end up saying that when the Kohen Gadol is replaced, then his banav do it. So that's how you know that the Yoshim bring it. Yochol yekriven al chatzaim, you think that you bring it in parts. Tamar lomar ota. It says the word ota, ha Kohen HaMashiach, tafta mi banav yaseh ota. Ota means kula velo chetzia. It means the whole thing and not a half. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, which we saw in the Mishnah, that says it's Mishel Yoshim. This is how he learns out that it's Mishel Yoshim. He also says, Ushleima Haita Kreva. So that's how the source for Rabbi Yehuda's position. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the remainder of the Pasuk, which says, HaKohen HaMashiach Totav Mibanav Yaseh Oto Chak Olam LaShem Kalil Taktar. So from that he learns out, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chak Olam Mishel Olam. Chak Olam means it comes from the general public. The general public means from the tzibur. They're the ones who put it on. Kalil taktar. What does kalil taktar mean? Shehei kula b'haktara. That it goes entirely on the mizbeach. Now what does it mean that kula b'haktara over here? Rashi brings down two opinions about what it means. Number one is shelo yaseh mimeno shirayim na'achila. So there shouldn't be any leftovers for achila. Meaning that it's a mincha that goes entirely on the mizbeach, not that there's a kometz taken off and the remainder is eaten by the kohanim. The second lishno of Rashi is shi'aktirina shleima v'lo b'chatzayim, that you put it on fully and not in halves. That's what it means kula taktir. So that's what I said before, that Rabbi Shimon might agree to that position of kula v'lo chatzia, because if you learn like the second lishon in Rashi, that means that kula means the entirety of the mincha and not half isarons over here. So now in the first case where Rashi says that it's kalil taktar, it's put entirely on the mizbeach, that's only relevant according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Huda, who says that it's brought to Vahi the Yorshim, we know that it's kalil taktar because it's brought by a kohen. And the next pasuk is v'chol minchat kohen kalil tiyeh lo te'achel. So according to Rabbi Huda, there's no question that it goes entirely on the mizbeach. The only question is, according to Rabbi Shimon, which Tosfos points out over here, is because Rabbi Shimon believes that it's brought by Chakolam, it's brought by the Tzibur. Since it's brought by the Tzibur, there's a possibility that you would be makmitzah, you take a kometz off of it, and you would have the remainder eaten by the Kohanim, because it's not brought by Kohen anymore, it's not Kulo Taktir. That's what the Kalil Taktar comes to teach me, that it has to go entirely on the Mizbah. That would be the first position in Rashi. The second again position in Rashi, which says that it means a whole and not a half, means he's agreeing with Rabbi Yehuda, that it's a whole, not a half, he just has a different place to learn it from. Okay, now, Baha'i Kohen HaMashiach, L'Hachi Hudata, is that what we use this pasuk for? Ami Baile Ketanya, we need it for this break. Zeh Karbon Aron Vanav, Asher Yakrivu L'Hashem, V'Yom HaMashach Oto. Yochol Yehei Aron Vanav, Makrivim Karban Echad, Tamalom Asher Yakrivu L'Hashem. So that's the beginning of the psukim, by Minchat Chabitin. It says, V'Yedaber Hashem Moshe L'Mor, Zeh Karbon Aron Vanav, Asher Yakrivu L'Hashem. So the first attempt is Aron Vanav will bring one korban, but then it says, Asher Yakrivu. Krivu is in plural. So that can't mean one korban mincha, means a mincha for Aron, a mincha for Uvanav. So that's Aron b'fnei atzmo, Banav b'fnei atzman. Banav, what does Banav mean? Elo koineim hejotot. That is the koine hejotot. Aron's a koine gadol. The remaining is children are koine hejotot. Ata omer koine hejotot. Oh, in elo koineim gidolim. So maybe it just means Banav does not literally mean his children here, meaning he's a koine gadol. His children are koineim hejotot. But rather, it's a Banav, meaning those that follow Aron to be the koine gadol. Banav means when they're a kohen gadol, they will bring this korban. So maybe that's what the banav means over here. Kishomer, later on in the pasukim, when it says ve'akohen ha-mashiach tachtav mi banav, once I have that pasuk later on, then I know hare kohen gadol amur. That's already talking about a kohen gadol. That's talking about a kohen gadol. Tachtav mi banav means his children who step up after him. Hamani mekayim banav. How do I know what then the banav in the first pasuk means? Elo kohenim hejotot. That's kohenim hejotot. So already use the pasuk of kohenim mashiach tachtav mi banav to teach me not only is Aron chayav, but even kohenim that come after him are chayavim. Im kein lichtov kra hakohen mashiach tachtav banav. It should just say the word banav. Because then I could read it, Akohen HaMashiach, Tachtav, when they replace him, Banav, his children will bring it, the Yoshim bring it. What does that mean? Mi Banav? The Mi Banav comes to teach you, even those that follow him will also bring the Korban Minchat Chavitim. Other Kohanim Gedolim will also bring the Korban. So Shvamina Tarti. From that I can learn out both Limudim out of the word. The extra Mi Banav teaches me that I can learn out Banav. Alright, so then the Gemara now is going to go back and say, okay, I have Rabbi Shimon's opinion, I have Rabbi Huda's position. What do they do with the others? Limudim, and they use words here. Well, how are they going to learn it over here? So that's the next stage in the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon, hi ota, my avilei. What does he do with the word ota? So he says, mivaylei the kohen gadol shemait uminu achir taktav shlo yavi chati yisron mibeito velo chati yisron shel rishon. That's the previous Mishnah that we learned. How do I know that he has to bring a new yisron? So Gemara says, v'tipikle min umachatzita. The Gemara yesterday learned it out from machatzita ba boker. Umachitzita ba'erev. We said that the word machatita in Babuker teaches you mechza mitoch shalem. And then we said that the vav achibur is what adds it on. We asked yesterday, why does Rashi say it's a vav achibur? Well, you know it from here, because it says vav lo darish. That's how we know that that's the drasha they used yesterday, is because Rabbi Shimon here does not learn vav. Tosus over here points out that this is not definitive. Doesn't mean that Rabbi Shimon doesn't learn out vav anywhere in Shas. Means that in certain places where it's not muchach, he doesn't learn. Where it is muchach, he does learn it out. It's not, again, he shows that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are not consistent in learning out the vav, or not learning out the vav, even though here one does and one does not. Rabbi Yehuda, hai chakolam ma'yivaydlai. What does he do with the chakolam, that which from which Rabbi Shimon learned out that it comes from the tzibur? He says, chuka lo'olam tehei, that this is a permanent korban, that it's always around, that it's not just for this generation, it's forever. So kalil taktar lamali. What does he do with the word kalil taktar? We buy a kalitanya. He needs it for this writing. Ain li alel yonah. I only know what's above, meaning minchat kohen kalil taktar, that it should be brought whole. If that's what it's referring to in the pasuk. The pasuk says the end of the minchat chavitim. It says a kohen a mashiach totami benav yasel tochak olam lashem kalil taktar. That teaches me that a minchat chavitim has to go on mizbeach kalil, and if not, you're in violation. Then we have a second thing, vatach tona. The next pasuk, which is v'chol minchat kohen kalil tiyeh lo teachel minchat kohen hediot. That teaches you minchat hediot, but lo teachel, that you may not eat it. So one of them tells you it must go holy on the mizbeach. The other one teaches you may not eat it. They're two sides of the same coin. One's telling you it must go on the mizbeach. The other one is telling you that you cannot eat it. So then it says, how do I know that the minchat chavitim also has a restriction of lo teachel? And how do I know that the minchat kohen hediot also has an asei and a kalil taktar? Tomalomar kalil kalil l'gzeira shava. Nemar kan kalil, v'nemar lahalan kalil. Ma kalil taktar, af lahalan b'kalil taktar. Ma lahalan l'itein lo tase al echilato, af kan l'itein lo tase al echilato. So that's therefore you apply both the asei of kalil taktar and the lo tase lo techel to both the minchat chavitim as well as any minchat kohen. Doesn't have to learn it. I mean, that this, it's a nice limud, but if you don't learn it out, truthfully, you're not at a loss. You know that both of them have to be kaleo, and that you know that only one of them is lo teachel, so the law of lo teachel won't apply to a minchat chavitin according to Rabbi Shimon. That's what you'll have to say. Because right? There is an iser from kalil taktar. It just won't, it'll be an iser asay, not a law. That's all. Sabe Rabbi Shimon Michel Tzibur Doraita. Does Rabbi Shimon really believe that the Tzibur brings this, meaning the Doraita from the word chakolam, that the olam brings it? But not, we have a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Shkalim. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shiva Dvarim Itkinu Beit Din, Bezei Achad Mehem. Beit Din established seven things, and this is one of them. The one of them is referring to something that was already said, that's not going to be quoted now, which was that if you found a behema out in the perimeters of Yerushalayim, then automatically if it was a Zachar, it goes to be an Olah, and if it's a Nekeva, it's assumed to be a Shlamim. Originally, we used to force the people who found them to bring the Nisachim with them. They were mashkin them, they would take a mashkon and force them to bring the Nisachim. So you know what happened? When people found behemoths working around, they ran away, because they wouldn't have to pay out money. They didn't want to have to pay money. So after that, Beit Din was betakein, that it will come Mishal Tzibur, that the Nisachim will come from the Tzibur. And that's what Rabbi Shimon says, Zeh Chad Mehem. That was one of the seven things. What's another one of them? Over Kachavim Sheshalach Olotom Mimidinat Hayam. Over Kachavim that sends his Olah from overseas. Shalach Iman Nisachim Kriva Mishalov. He sends a Nisachim with it, we give it, along with the Behema, everything's brought. He provides everything. If not, Vimlav Kriva Mishal Tzibur. Then the Tzibur provides the Nisachim. Bechein Ger Shemet, certainly a Ger who dies, Ve'iniach Zbachim, he left over Korbanot that have to put on his back. Yeshlam Nisachim, again, if he separated out Nisachim, then they will also be brought. Otherwise, his money is hefker, krevi mishelo. Vimlav, krevi mishel tzibur. Otherwise, they're brought from the tzibur because the possessions of the ger become hefker, and therefore there's no money is available. People can take it. There's no money is available to provide the nesachim. V'tznai beitinu. This is the fourth one. I mean, we've seen two, and now this is the fourth one. Tznai beitinu kohen gadol shemet v'lo minu kohen achar taktav sheitei minchato krevi mishel tzibur. It's brought from the tzibur, which sounds like it's all din d'rabbanan. It's not a din d'oraita, right? And this is Rabbi Shimon. So I'm Rabbi Baruch Shnei Takanot Abu. There was two stages here. Dioraita, the core halacha is mid the tzibur, brought from it. Kevin didchazuka midchalishka. Since they saw there was pressure on the tzibur, they're running out of funds. So Rashi points out over here, because we're talking about Bayit Sheni. In Bayit Sheni, the Kohen Gadol was dying all the time. They had 300 Kohanim Gadolim in Bayit Sheni. They were replacing them all the time, so all these gaps. Every year they had a gap. It was putting a lot of pressure on the funds of the Tzibur, because they had to bring it every single day. They were bringing it. So, takinu legabei mi yorshim. That they said, okay, we're going to take it from the yorshim.
Twice a year.
depends how long it takes them to get the new person in place. I mean, if it took a month or it takes 3 weeks, they're bringing all that time. So they said, we'll take him in the Yoshim. They said, yeah, the Yoshim refusing to pay, and then it ended up there was no Minchat Chavitim. They went back. That's the Takana that Rabbi Shimon was talking about. They brought it back to the Kor Halacha. They brought it back to the Din D'Oraita. Now here's a fifth thing that is in that Mishnah. That also that a para duma, you're not mo'el in the Efer para. D'Oraita, it is a Din D'Oraita. What do you mean it's a Din D'Rabban? It's a D'Oraita. Titan, you have a Braita. Chatati says Chatati about the para duma. Melameh Shemalimba has a Din like a Chatat that it has Meila. He, when it says he, means Ba Mo'alim, Be Efra, Ein Mo'alim. So that distinction is already brought in a Din D'Oraita. So Ravashi again, Shteta. It's a two-stage thing. Dilraita ba molim befra ina molim. Dilraita, there is a din of mi'ilah by the paraduma, but not by its ashes. Kevin dechazika mekama zalzaluba. They saw that they were being mezalzal in it because there's no din of mi'ilah, but kavde mi'ilah makatan, and they were using it as a cure, a medical cure. They used to put it on their wounds. Gadzu be mi'ilah, they said a mi'ilah. Kevin dechazuka parshim isafik hazaot. Then they saw that the people were afraid when they had a suffix to admit, they were afraid to use it because they thought that they'd be in violation of Mi'ilah. Therefore, they brought it back. Upra Doraita. They brought it back to the core. Din Doraita, that there is no Mi'ilah over here. So it's the same type of thing, that it was originally a Din Doraita. That's the core Din. We had a Takana that took it away from the Doraita. And this Takana that we're talking about here returns it to the original Din Doraita. So that's true both by the Para, as well as by the case of the Minchat Chavitin. And that's why Rabbi Shimon says that it is Doraita. But he also says that it's a Takana Darabana. Takana Darabana was returned to the Din Doraita. Okay, we'll stop over here.